For he is the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And it's always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's good food for the soul and very much needed. Good edifying, encouraging preaching, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. You always preach with the love and joy that you have for the Lord. And may the Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And Lord, bless all the saints everywhere. And Maranatha.
Was the blood applied? Glory to. Oh, sing and glory to his precious name. Glory to. I love his name. Dear to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. Down at the cross where he took me in. Glory to. Oh, sing and glory to his precious name. Glory to, I love his name. Dear to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to, oh, come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to, oh, sing and glory to his precious name. Glory to, I love his name. Dear to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to, oh, sing and glory to his precious name. Glory to, I love his name. Dear to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. The name above every name that is named. Even so, ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. So that we pray today, O God, that the church would be edified. Thou, Father in heaven, would be glorified. Help our infirmities, Lord. Prepare us for service this hour. We would worship you in spirit and in truth. We would glorify you, Lord, in our bodies and our spirits, which are thine. Help me now, pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Pure religion. We heard about pure religion. And undefiled before God. So needless to say, or maybe we should say, if there's a pure religion, then there's religion that's not pure. Oh, for everything that is true, there is a counterfeit or a false. And the whole world is deceived. Absolutely. And if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. But it's not possible. But if it were, they would be. So this is the situation we're in. We must run and not be weary. Walk circumspectly. Hallelujah. Be strong and courageous. Go forth to the battle. All right, the battle is won, but still we must go forth. Remember when the Lord said the battle is mine? See, they still had to go out there. Sure. So come on, saints. Hallelujah. Now, the adversary, you know who he is, not Terry, the devil. He wants to move you away from the faith. Don't give him place. Now, this is good instruction. Give no place to the devil. That means rebuke him. Resist him. Deny him. In the name of Jesus. But to do it, you must put on the whole armor of God. You can't do it in your own power. But we're well able to overcome through the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So the enemy would move you away from the faith. Thus your carnal mind has no regard for faith. It can't, that's a realm that it can't enter into. The natural man, all of that stuff is foolishness. And contrary-wise, to faith, all the other stuff is foolishness. Absolutely. You know, look what I can do. Well, faith said that's foolish. Look who I is. Faith said that's foolish. Look how strong I is. Faith said that's foolish. Hallelujah. Look at my God. Faith said, yeah, look at my God. He's able. And ye can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sherry has a testimony. Hopefully she can tell it the same way. It was very encouraging. It was. Edifying. That's why she's going to tell it. But that brings to mind that our testimonies and our experiences are to edify the body. You know, we should learn to give them. And we should learn how to profit from the ones we hear. Testimonies are not just something to waste time. We're testifying of Jesus. If we testify, we're testifying of Jesus. When it's our own testimony, it's what we know. It's not what we heard. So we must do that in righteousness. Anybody that would shrink back from doing that, you're not doing right. You're holding back. And if someone give their experience, their testimony, you need to receive it like that. Don't say, oh, we got to listen to Sherry again. Don't do it like that, because you really don't have to listen. Huh? I told you she's going to talk, so you can excuse yourself. Don't I do fair? Absolutely. Don't stay here then and then say the wrong thing afterward, because I'm telling you up front. And the reason I'm saying this is so that we can receive it for what we need to receive it for edification. Huh? Can we do that? Amen. Are you receiving this as edification? Amen. Notice the scripture that I read today. It's the same one that I read yesterday. I'm going to read it again. You know why? We need to do it. Even so, ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. All right. Thank you, Lord. So this is what this is about. We're not just wasting time. If I stand up, I'm testifying of Jesus. I'm saying that he's working through me now. This is what the Lord wants to tell you. This is what I'm saying. We need to receive it like that. Hallelujah. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Anybody know why? I'm going to read it. For the perfecting of the saints. Real live saints. Hallelujah. Real live sons of God. Huh? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. See? Y'all going to receive me like that? Or are you not going to be offended then, are you? You have been, though, haven't you? Y'all be honest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Does this offend you, Jesus said? Hallelujah. If I tell you the truth, have I become your enemy? Hallelujah. They said to Jesus, you know that saying offending them Pharisees? He said, man, leave them alone. Amen. Leave them alone. Huh? He said, let the blind lead the blind. They'll both fall into the ditch. And every plant that my heavenly Father had not planted is going to be rooted. Leave them alone, he said. Leave them alone. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. For the perfecting of the saints. That's us. Perfecting mean doing the finishing work. Perfecting don't mean we're all right. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. It mean everything going to be all right. God's going to right every wrong. This is what judgment's all about. You know what judgment's all about? He's going to set everything right. All the wickedness has been done, all the evil, all the blasphemy, huh? God going to make it all right. And we've seen it in part as he moved in us and lived in us. You know, a wrong he makes right. Yes, 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 yes. Now, a wrong is not right. Understand that. He makes it right. Glory, glory. He who knew no sin became sin. Really? For us. Why? That we might be justified. That we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, you all understand, I have grace to get excited like this. You can get it too. It's not right not to get excited when the Lord presents himself. Hallelujah. He said, good morning. I'm here to serve you. Yeah, we should get excited about it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Lift up those holy hands. Shake off those heavy bands. Let all God's children praise the Lord. Come on in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let all God's children praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands. Lift up those holy hands. Let all God's children come on and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let all God's children praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands. Lift up those holy hands. Let all God's children praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, let's give God the glory to his name. Huh? Now's not the time to be nonchalant. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's time to present our bodies. A living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable. There you look, there you go. There you go. That's how you do it. Look at that little child. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Now, see, that's how Kurt used to do it before he got grown. Hallelujah. That's how we used to do it before we grew up. Now, we know better now, don't we? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Huh? A little child should lead them. Come on, Kurt, you can do that. Praise the Lord. Oh, God, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Well, Terry, you're going to have to help me out this morning. Thank you, Lord. I've got the oil heating up. You need to see what temp is at. We don't want it to get too hot. Before it does, we'll have to shut it down. I did slow it down, though. Now, I told you I was the last of 10. So a lot of things I learned from my brothers and sisters. Even in school, I remember the day one of my brothers came back, Larry, I think. He said, man, we've been doing the arithmetic with numbers. He said, man, they're throwing alphabets in there. Oh. That's what he said. You mad? He said, now they're putting alphabets in there. Isn't that something? Y'all know they do that? Yeah. Boy, he was excited. I said, what do you mean, alphabets? He said, yeah. He said, A plus B. I said, yeah. One time C. Woo! I said, yeah, man. Listen to that boy cipher. Praise the Lord, saints. Somebody say amen. Glory, glory. Oh, y'all ain't going to get excited. So, see, I learned a lot.
Amen.
And by the time I was, you know, dealing with the numbers and alphabets, I was already, you know, had some familiarity with it.
Right.
See?
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we, if we are wise, then we'll learn from the experiences of others. If we are, if not, if we're wise, we'll receive instructions concerning everything. Even if you go by the feel of the slowful, what could we learn from the slowful? What you'll learn, a little sleep, a little folding of the arms, that's what you'll learn. So shall your want come upon you as an armed man. See, that's what you'll learn by the feel. Okay. Now, if they're slowful in here this morning, just learn a lesson. If they're holding back and won't give God the glory, just learn a lesson. Praise the Lord. If they're doing like the little child back there giving God the glory, then learn a lesson. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Kurt, you can do that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sherry still does it. They talk about it, but she don't stop.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What does that mean? Must be real. Must be genuine. She don't let you turn her aside. Hallelujah. Neil, you can do that. Yes, you can. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus.
Glory.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Well, I don't have an agenda. You know, we do wrong if we do. Our business is to say, hear my Lord.
Amen.
A reasonable service.
Thank you, Lord.
Every day, all day long.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, hear my.
Yes.
What would you have me to do?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm thine, O Lord. Of course, we must be perfected.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
That's what this work is.
Amen.
I told you.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's true.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
It's for the perfecting of the saints.
Mighty
God.
It's
for the edifying.
Yes.
Glory.
For the work of the ministry,
yes,
for the
glory.
Edifying
Hallelujah.
Of the body of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
Lord. Pure religion. Pure religion. Is spoken of in James. Pure religion and undefiled before God. Thank you, Lord. But understand that man is just religious. Absolutely. There is not a man without a God. Some have multiple gods. That's how they come. Remember Paul upon Mars Hill? They had a god to everything. Sort of like the Hindus, huh? Right? And there was one they didn't know. They made an altar to him, too. Paul said, that's the one I know. Let me tell you about him.
Hallelujah.
Of course, after Paul talked to them about the resurrection of the dead, they said, my God, what kind of foolishness is it? On the third day, God raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand. Seated. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not foolishness to you, is it? Huh? So we're buried with him in baptism, but also we're risen with him to walk in the newness of life. Yeah, that resurrection power, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in you. It's not another spirit. It's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in you. He will quicken your mortal body. Quicken means to make alive. By his spirit that dwells in you. Hallelujah. Come on, Ruth, can't you get excited back there? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Where's Terry?
Thank you, Lord.
My God, I'm going to have to send somebody after him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Oh, help me, Jesus. All right. So y'all going to listen to Sister Sharon learn something?
Hallelujah.
Now you have to apply yourself. It's not automatic. Is it, Neil? Well, I'm a good preacher, aren't I? Somebody say amen. Edie, don't I preach pretty good? Uh-huh. Praise God. You know what preaching is for? Yeah. It's the foolishness that God chose that he might save you. I want to do a good job with it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God.
So I present my body.
Yeah, Lord.
I yield.
Hallelujah. Thank
you. One of the, I guess, most important or things that I've learned, and I'm still learning, but I've learned enough, that these things that we initiate, no good.
Amen.
They will not get you where you need to go. This work of our own hands, it boasts great things, but it does nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I've learned when I just trust God, then He makes it happen.
Amen.
That's in everything. So I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Now, this is what I've learned, really. Now, you listen to me by the Spirit, then you'll be partaker of this grace. Everybody understand? Like, I wasn't in the fourth grade, but I learned about dealing with them numbers and alphabets. I learned it from my brother. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
I thought it was kind of foolish, too. I said, why would you mix them up?
That's right.
Glory, glory. Oh, bless the Lord. But, we are quite easy prey for the devil. Oh, yeah, we don't think so. That's one of the reasons it makes us easy prey. Naturally, we think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think.
Amen.
We're just proud creatures.
Amen.
The devil, he can work with that pretty good.
Amen.
He'll have us upside down and backwards, turned aside, running the wrong way. Huh? You remember running the wrong way, brother?
Amen.
Christian told me the story, man. You were playing football, right? And he got the ball and he ran the wrong way. Of course, everybody was hollering and screaming. He thought they were saying, go home, go. They said, wrong way, Birch, wrong way. Isn't that embarrassing? Yeah, we can laugh, though, can't we? Praise the Lord at his expense. Somebody give God the glory. Anybody ever ran the wrong way? If we aren't careful, that's what we'll do. Hallelujah. So in running success, the direction is more important than the speed.
Amen.
No matter how fast you're going, if you ain't going the right way, you will not get there.
Amen.
So the race is not to the swift.
Amen.
The battle is not to the strong.
Amen.
To the one that endure.
Yeah,
even to the end. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. I was in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Of course, I learned good things and bad things. You know, it's like when you go to a foreign country, you know. Praise the Lord. I learned good things and bad things.
Amen.
Yeah. You get exposed to all sorts.
Amen.
You know, you're going to come in contact with all the other forces.
Yeah.
Of course, they've got some working in it within already.
Amen.
Else the other forces wouldn't have any effect on them.
Right.
That's why the other forces have an effect on us.
Right.
That's why we can be tempted. See? All right. So don't act like we can't. Don't say, I'm not like so-and-so. Yeah, he became like us, and in doing that, he was tempted. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
in all points as we are, yet without sin. Hallelujah. So every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Praise the Lord. You all ever been tempted? You don't give over to it, huh? You ever been tempted to be slothful? Or slothful? Hey, ever how you say it. Y'all ever be tempted? Huh? Do you resist it? Uh-huh. Y'all aren't going to lie to me, are you? In front of God and everybody? Ever been tempted to draw back and hold back? Huh? Y'all don't yield to that temptation, do you? Praise, thank you, Bakit. Well, I got one honest one in here. sometime, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you, some other to win. Fight manfully onward. Dark passion subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. Hallelujah. Some of y'all are looking at me funny this morning. Y'all ain't going to slow me down, though. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm walking up the King's highway. If you're not walking, start while I'm talking. Walking up the King's. There's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there, none but the pure in heart. There's a highway to heaven. I'm walking up the King's highway. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he has done. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Cherry is going to tell us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, bless you, Jesus. These are just some experiences I had, and God touched my heart through this. And a few weeks ago, I was on my bike, and I was going down to my place, and I came across a huge stone in the middle of the road, and I was feeling like there was some stones being cast at me. And so I was just talking to the Lord as I was passing this huge stone. And I said, you know, Lord, if I got that stone, and it was a big one, you know how your parents would say to you, go get a whooping stick and you'd go get a flimsy thing. And this thing was heavy. It was fit the palm of your hand. I thought, if I let them throw that at me, I wonder if we could have some peace together. And it just started reminding me. And I have been hit by a stone before. And when I was about 4, I was babysat. And so my babysitter had to have a babysitter. So all of us kids were picked up and we were taken over to this house. And this house already had kids that were being babysat. And when we got there, apparently the North War. And, but prior to that moment, that morning, I had heard the F word for the very first time. And back then in the 60s, when the F word was spoken, it would quiet an entire room. There was not this. It's daily now you hear it. But back then it was astonishing. And I heard it for my first time and I didn't know what it meant. But what it affected the room, I remember I filed it in my brain. That word would do that. And so we were at the babysitters now, the second set of babysitters. And North Side had decided to have war with the South Side. And these were kids of all ages, teenagers, whatever. I was put onto the side that the house fell on. And I was out there, rock war. All I heard was rock war, rock war. And rocks were flying everywhere. I mean, people were ducking behind cars and everything. And the rocks were just going everywhere. Well, one hit me on the ankle. And I said the F word as loud as I could, although I did not know what it meant. And it stopped the entire rock war. Everybody dropped their rock and stared at me. This is what united them. They gathered me together, took me by the arm, the whole crowd, marched me up to my babysitter, and I was the transgressor. And so I was thinking about that incident when I saw this huge rock in the, I knew what it would feel like. So I just thought about that. But then it also came to me of a time when I was in high school. And I had a best friend in high school. And we went through college together, and we went through having marriages and being in each other's marriage, weddings, babies, all the things. And when we were in high school, I went to a very big high school. And for some reason, classes were all in, but I saw her at the end of the hallway, and I had just found out that the boy that I liked had asked her to the prom. And I was livid because she knew how much I liked him. And I could see her at the end of the hallway. And I thought, I'm going to just confront her right now about this whole thing. So I went down there, and she was doing something in there, and she greeted me, you know, everything was good. And I asked her about this thing, and she knew how mad I was. And she says, I'll tell you what, do you want to hit me in the arm? And I know that some of you may think so different of me after this testimony, but all I can do is ask God to, maybe you'll, I love testimonies by the saints because I find myself in them somewhere. I maybe not the exact experience, but I try to look for myself. But she said, I'll tell you what, I'll let you hit me in the arm, and maybe that will make you feel better. Now, my best friend was from Long Island. So she said, hit me in the arm, and, you know, that, you know, you do that. And I, do you want to do that? And I said, yes, I do. So she said, okay, go ahead, hit me in the arm. And I mean, I hit her as hard as I could. She did not flinch. She did not cry. She didn't say, ouch. She goes, okay, good. And she went right back into the locker again, doing whatever she was doing. Well, that made me even madder because now I got absolutely no response. I said, I'm going to do it again. I did it again. And she's still nothing. So I looked at her and I thought, what am I doing? This is getting us nowhere. Throwing a stone is not going to help anybody at all. So this is what I was going through with my mind this last couple of weeks as God is working with me through some issues about throwing stones. Well, this brings me up to, I don't know, whenever my meal was last Wednesday. And Charlene came in and she asked what was on the menu. And I said, oh, I just wrote out the menu. It's over there. Well, that's not what I asked. I said, well, I had just talked to Sister Rose and she didn't act like that. Well, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I'm going to tell you about me. I'm just going to share how this went. And so pretty soon I started picking up stones and she started picking up stones. Well, you're haughty and high-minded. I said, well, you're mean and bitter. And back and forth we went. And so finally that just ended. And I was, Lord, I did not do that right. I failed that test completely. I get an F. I did not do right. I did not turn the other cheek. My response was completely wrong. She did whatever God wanted to bring out in me. I don't blame her for any of it. I am the one that a soft answer turns away wrath, and that soft answer comes out of me. So I went to Timothy, and I told him the story. And when I talk to Timothy anytime, Timothy never says, oh, yeah, she's like that. He never does that. He goes, your response is wrong. That's what he always says. He never gives me what I want to hear. So when I went and I said something to him, I said, I already know my response was wrong. And then he gave me a couple words that really ministered to me and really helped me. And that maybe I can change in this way. And he said, sometimes when people come into a room, they just want fellowship. And maybe what I'm thinking is she thought I was pushing her out of the room to go look at the menu. But what they really want is some fellowship. And I thought, you know what? That might have been it. That might have been the thing. She just needed some fellowship. So I was very grateful. And another thing I'd been working on this last, I don't know, few months is understanding why we have to suffer. Now, I say amen. Yes, we're going to suffer. And yes, we're going to glory in our tribulation. I'm like a lot of us here that just, yes, we agree with it. But I want a deeper understanding. Because if someone was to go into the military and die in battle, I'll be honest, I don't want to have to go do that. My son, when he went into the military, they asked him if he was willing to kill somebody. And he said, I don't glory in killing somebody, but I realize there are people out there that can't do it, and there are bad people in the world. And I like that answer. And it's like, I don't necessarily want to suffer. I know Christ suffered, but I want a deeper, deeper, deeper understanding to the suffering that I'm to glory in, and to find some sort of whatever the word says about being glad in the suffering or whatever it is we're to do. And so let me get back to where I was. Help me, Lord. Going through these issues, I realized that God answered a prayer I've been praying about suffering. And that was through Pastor Rice's preaching yesterday. And he said, sometimes we keep doing the same things we're always doing. And these are what I consider ruts in our heart. Like, we keep going back to the same way. It's a rut. And a rut, often when you're driving a bike or riding a bike or whatever, if your tire gets in that rut, it automatically goes into that direction. You have to fight to get it out of the rut. And this is how it is in our heart. But with suffering and these challenges and our tribulations and our afflictions, it actually breaks the heart up, those hardened places in our heart, like a plow going through a ground, so that when the seed comes, it falls on good ground and it's able to bring forth the fruit. So this is what I was sharing yesterday with Pastor Rice. And the Lord just brought me back through these challenges. And so I asked him if I could put these stones on the table. And they all have words on them, like believe and faith and love. Other ones too, that if we're tempted to throw a stone, maybe instead we'll just read the word and take away the word. So he said it would be okay for me to put them on the table. But that was the gist of the, did I say it just like I did yesterday? Okay. Thank you, Father. I give God all the glory. It's nothing I've done. I'm forever grateful to him. Yes. Just that he works with me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Well, why didn't you get mad at the young man instead of the woman? Come on here. That ain't right. Hey, that ain't right. You should have said, hey, dude, why'd you ask her instead of me? I see. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we just, you heard about the straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah, but that means that, you know, anything can only bear a certain load. And you might get right up to that, and then when you put this last thing on it, y'all been there, haven't you? Yeah. I was there yesterday. I came over and asked him a question. Brother. Yeah. I thought I did something wrong.
All right. Thank you, Father.
But I understand that, you know, it was something that had built up, and I'm the one that laid that straw that broke the camel's back.
Amen.
Yeah, man, we're still working on the roof. When we get done, we'll let you know. My God, help us, Jesus. All I asked was, were you done, man? Yeah, I'm done. If they're so, why don't they come and help me? I said, whoo. So I had to work at not being offended. Absolutely. Ain't God good? Praise the Lord. He did apologize. Amen. All right. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You going to testify?
Yes, sir.
About who you asked to the prom?
No. Joe, we're not going there. So there were, there's two testimonies now. So, and one relates to Sherry's testimony. So I must have been right on the, a minute after all that happened, I fumbled my way into the kitchen and everybody was real straight faced. And I said, praise God. And everybody looked at me and I said, oh, and I was about to say, what you cooking? But something stopped me. And then I heard a little voice say, don't ask her what she's cooking. And so I did. I walked over to the, the menu and I looked, I said, oh, okay, you know what I mean? But it was just interesting how it all flows because I knew something had happened and I was just there and I was about to say it and it was like a little, something said to me, and it was literally, it was Charlene and she said, don't ask her what you did. I was like, oh, okay, I'll look at the menu. All right. So the second testimony is from a couple of weeks ago. We're in the kitchen. We cooked spaghetti probably about 3 weeks ago, and we saved a good portion of it and served it the next day. And this is really about noticing and recognizing miracles here. Miracles happen here all the time. We don't really recognize them. We forget that the generator was working and it was wired wrong, and it worked for more than a week wired wrong. I mean, that's God right there. I mean, things like that don't work. And so we served that spaghetti again the next week, and a piece of glass. Dave found a piece of glass in it this big. I mean, a long piece of glass. And Dave said to me, I said, you didn't get cut? You put that in your mouth? He said, no, it was the last bite, and I picked it up, and I heard something fall off and hit the plate. Right? And he said, I said, what's that? And it was the last bite of the spaghetti. And see, that's how God is. The last second, you're going to have to be there. The last time, you're going to have to make sure that you believe and you know that he's going to save you right to the last second, because there's nothing you can do. And that's my testimony. Right. Amen.
You want to stick to it, brother?
Amen. Praise God.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. So, why didn't you get mad at the guy? Isn't that an interesting question? Yeah, that's how we are. Huh? I preach, and why don't you get mad at the God that sent me? I guess we do, don't we? Huh? You understand that, though?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But, I'm here for a purpose. Yeah, that's so that there's something between you and God. Y'all don't understand that? That's what Jesus Christ is. He said, you can say all you want to about the Son of Man. No problem. The Holy Ghost, that's different. So Jesus Christ is the buffer. You understand? It's like our heart. Our heart, we can have something in our heart, but we can work it out. Once it gets into the soul, we're just dead. Everybody understand? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the soul that sent it, it will surely die. Praise the Lord. All right, we got to get to the end here. I like those testimonies. Okay, hopefully we will get something out of them. Praise the Lord. Oh, take heed, therefore. Yeah, I'm commanded by God to feed the flock of God. It's the flock that he purchased with his own blood. That's how I take it. We can be foolish if we want to, but that's how I receive it, because that's how it's written. Hallelujah. God sent me to preach. So what are you required to do? All right. Now, we deal continuously, I know personally, with denial, deception, and unbelief. Absolutely. Unbelief is the sin that does so easily beset us. And deception is when we think we are when we're not. You understand? That's a stronghold. That's why, it's hard for me to get over about thinking evil of your neighbor. Of course, God don't like it. But once we form an opinion, then lo and behold, that's it. That's not good. Oh, absolutely not. Then we are actually thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Throwing stones doesn't help. Your revenge or whatever. I'm telling you, it's never enough to satisfy. I'm telling you. They kill them, they hang them up on the cross, whatever, and they still have problems. You know that. Take Brother Stair, for instance. He's resting, and folk are still tied up. See what I'm saying? And that's how you, there's not enough to satisfy. Now, love will. Now, once you love, then it's settled. But as long as you're trying to get revenge and payback and hate, there's no end to that. Thank you, Lord. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves. This is part of Brother Paul's farewell message. He's talking to the elders. He said, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves. I like that. That's one of my favorites. Take heed unto yourself and to the doctrine continuing therein. So I take heed unto myself, which means that what I tell you, I believe it, no matter what you think. Well, Pastor Rice, well, I do believe what I say. Praise the Lord. That's taking heed unto it. Take heed unto yourself and to the doctrine continuing therein. Then you can save yourself and them that hear you. So Paul says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. It's not what you've done, it's what God has done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As much as we like to think we have no overseer, that's not what the scriptures say. Now, praise the Lord. We don't take oversight too well, but nevertheless, the oversight is there. To feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. This is how serious the business is. This is how serious. This whole deal. It costs Jesus Christ his life. And we don't look at it like that. That's what make for nonchalance. That's what make for hold back. Huh? Yes, 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 yes. Now, somewhere we know, oh, Jesus Christ died for my sin, but it don't get down where it needs to be.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Now, of course, in the military, when we were outside, every time we saw an officer, we had to salute him. We couldn't say once in the morning, that's good enough. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. To all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now, yeah, what others do for you, you can't do. Right? We're to be helpers one of another. Praise God. God has made it to be that way. That's why we need each other. What we need, we really can't do for ourselves. We need Jesus Christ in the fullness of the body. Now, we should ask God to help us understand that. Praise the Lord. And we'll understand that we can't help ourselves. Yeah, God didn't make it that way. If we could, we would. Huh? But best we can do is be deceived that we can. But we can't do it. And they without us cannot be made perfect. Paul says, for I know this, that after my departance shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise. Now the next thing is speaking perverse things. Speaking perverse things. Corrupt communication. Speaking evil of your neighbor. Speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves. All right? Now, follow me as I follow Christ. Otherwise, forget about it. Hallelujah. And that's how the Lord Jesus Christ has set it out to be. Paul said to Timothy, be thou an example. Of course, that's the same word to all of us, not just Timothy. We're all to be examples of what Christians are, what Christians do, who Christ is. We are examples. We are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. All right? Hallelujah. So our business is to represent Christ. To let Christ live in us, let him be manifest in our mortal flesh and our mortal bodies. Now, deception comes when we think we can have our cake and eat it too. Can't happen. Either is Christ or you manifest, not both. Praise the Lord. For him to manifest, your demise. Hmm? Absolutely. We must decrease so that he can increase. Thank you, Lord. Speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves. Hallelujah. And sometimes that's what we do when we just want folk to see things our way. We don't equate that to us drawing disciples into ourselves. You know, Pastor Rice don't say it right, does he? And then you look for somebody to agree with you. Y'all know what you're doing? Yeah, you're drawing away disciples. You'll probably find some. You know that. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's when you talk back. You know, somebody was trying to give me an expose on that, but yeah, when you talk back, that means I'm not saying it right. I mean, you disagree. Huh? It'd be better if you said it like this. But we should hear what the Spirit said.
Amen.
Huh? We should receive the engrafted word with meekness. You know, let the word work its work. It's an engrafted word. What we do is we do get in the way. When all we have to do is let the word work. That means you yield to it, submit to it. Don't have your own predetermined notion or outcome or whatever. You know. Then you're letting God be God. He can help you. Well, if you endeavor to help yourself, you're telling him you don't need him. Don't need your help. Huh? Now, as far as understanding what Pastor Rice is saying by the Spirit, I don't need your help. This is what the carnal mind says. This is what your own mind says. Absolutely. So if we have the mind of Christ, we'll say, well, Lord, you speak to me. I see the preacher's preaching, and you sent him. Now, speak to me, Lord. Of course, to do that, you have to get your notions out of the way. And some, that's so far impossible. But we can do it. Yes, it'll cost us our life. Really, it will. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. But we can still live. That's like being locked up and the key thrown away. We can still go free as long as we have Jesus. There's nothing like liberty, you know. Hallelujah. It's like all the things of God, no one can take them. Absolutely. Wormbrand was still free. They locked him up and all the others. Yeah, and if the Son has set you free, you can be free. Huh? No matter who's in office. Huh? Mr. Trump's in office, we're still free. Free, absolutely. Glory, glory. If they put the Democrats in, we'd still be free. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the F word. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Sherry, she's a bad girl, isn't she? Help me, Lord. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. This is often my prayer. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified, set apart. Hallelujah. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and of them that were with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? All right. Ye eat the fat and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick. Neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search and seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. Neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not the flock. All right, this is my confirmation. Praise God. Hallelujah, that I have commandment from God. And he's going to require it of me. So don't you all resist, okay? This is what God would have for you. Of course, you will have to apply yourself. Thank you. Otherwise, it will be a waste of time for you, and you'll find something better to do. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Hallelujah.
Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah unto the poor. He hath sent me to build up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty.
Hallelujah.
To the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that mourn. Hallelujah. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give unto them beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise. For the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Huh? Trees that are full of sap. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, that he might be glorified. Thank you, Lord. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. That's why we're called children of the light. It's come down from the Father of lights. That's why we're called children of the light. Children of the day. Because the Father of lights is our Father. Hallelujah. It, with whom is no variableness. He's not fickle. He's the same. Always. Forever. Neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us. With the word of truth. Hallelujah. There's somebody trying to convince me about these angels having sex and making hybrids. Of course, I can't go there. It's just not doctrinal. Absolutely not. Huh? You read about the parable of the sower. The seed is the word of God. Absolutely. Some fall by the wayside, fall upon good ground. And if it falls upon good ground, bring forth good fruit. Hallelujah. And we know that Satan didn't do anything physical to move Eve. No, he spoke the word. And that's what he still do. That's why we preach. Because Satan is sowing his seed. He's telling lies. And I'm sowing the seed, the good seed. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. No, angels don't have sex. No, no, no. I'm not convinced. I don't care what. So the guy's really wasting his time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The number of angels is determined they aren't going to make any more. No, no. In fact, the sons of God are determined too. Y'all know that? It's a set number. You may not know it, but the Lord knows. Hallelujah. Just like the very hairs on your head, every one of them, the Lord had numbered. This is how precise he is. Thank you, Lord. Ain't no one going to sneak in the door. Absolutely. They're going to have his name on their forehead. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Of his own will begat he us, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Let it be, Lord. Slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. The engrafted word. This is the seed. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. And Satan's seed is his lies. He is a liar and a murderer. He abode not in the truth. He was a murderer from the beginning. He can't tell the truth. He's a liar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I guess if so, Satan's children are those that believe him. And God's children, those that believe him. It has nothing to do with the physical. Praise the Lord. We are not begotten by physical. No. Hallelujah. We're begotten again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Praise the Lord. So yeah, it matters what we hear, what we believe. Sure. And if we don't get help, we won't believe right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But he's our very present help. Thank you, Lord. My, how we need him. Without him, we are unable. We can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. The end of that is deceiving your own selves. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, then he deceives him own self. He deceives. He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. If any man among you seem to be religious, we all do, Lord, and bridleth not his tongue, help us, Lord, but deceiveth his own heart, help us, Lord. This man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. I like it. Unspotted from the world. We've been called out of the world. The world is not saved, can't be saved. The one God's saving is called out of the world. There's no fellowship with the world. Now, for those that are called out. Now, we can be double-minded, but come on. To our own demise. Hallelujah. To our own instability. Yeah, the world is not of the Father, the things of the world. That's what Brother John says. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. What's in the world? Well, the lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes and the pride of life. These things are not of the Father. Okay? Y'all not sure, huh? Hallelujah. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Praise God. So we can be washed by the water of the word. Cleanse us, Lord. Hallelujah. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt. He goes along with the corrupt religion or the defiled religion. The old man, well versed in it because he's corrupt. Praise the Lord. According to deceitful lust, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We should be renewed. This is a work of the Spirit. Renewed in the spirit of your mind. That means you got to let go. We have to agree with God. Now God's going to do the work, but he'll have to get us to believe. That's why he gives us faith. That the way we think, the way we consider, is not the right way. It never gets us to the right end. It doesn't get us to the truth. It doesn't really get us to please God. You know, the way we naturally think. Yeah, it's corrupt. So we have to be renewed. But we have to admit or confess this old way that I think is not good. It's corrupt. Hallelujah. Now, Sister Angela, out of her own mouth, told me that she's house cleaning. Well, I rejoice in that. Or let it be so with us all. Hallelujah. Yeah, she's getting rid of stuff that she don't need. But we should all do that. Let us lay aside every weight. See, I told you, I've got scripture, man. And every sin that does so easily beset us. Now, what she said was, man, that stuff had me bound up. Well, listen, now this is where we can receive from others' testimony. If we think, well, you know, my hoarding not going to bind me up, then you're a fool. Huh? If hoarding has her bound, then your hoarding got you bound. Y'all like the way I preach? Now, you know I believe it, don't you? Because I'm taking heed unto myself and to the doctrine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's just unrighteous, inordinate for a man to have more than he needs. Yes, it is. Because what he ends up doing is esteeming those things above what he needs to see and trusting in them more. Yeah. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind that you may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Then you got the pure religion. But not in the old man. He don't go there. Praise the Lord. But the new man, created in the image of God, in righteousness and true holiness. Every man like to say I'm right, but they lie. Praise the Lord. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Thank you, Lord. Righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, put away lying. See how these work together? Corrupt communication. Thank you, Lord. Imagining evil against your brother. Speaking lies to your neighbor. See? The scripture's full of them. Now, we aren't going to keep doing this, are we? We have to be renewed now. Wherefore, put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. We're members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his own hand the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Thank you, Lord. We're not collect it all for ourselves, but so we can give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication, there it is again, proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor. Hallelujah. And evil speak. There it is again. Hallelujah. So if we don't bridle our tongue, know that your religion is vain. Evil speaking, put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another. We can do it tenderhearted. Or forgiving one another. So if we're seeking to find our neighbor in a fault, surely it's to forgive him, right? Thank you. Even as God for Christ's sake forgave us. Oh, what a blessing. What grace we have. We can forgive. Yeah. We have authority to do it. And commandment as well. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Hallelujah. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, or rather reprove them. That's by our righteous work, our walking in righteousness, by us following after righteousness. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. And he gave himself for it, the church, that he might sanctify and cleanse it, the church, with the washing of water by the word. That he might present it to himself, the church, from the world, without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, but holy, without blemish. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, have anybody received mercy? Thank you, Lord. Do we understand we are undeserving of the least of his mercy? Having received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced. We have no agreement with them. We have no fellowship with them. We renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Speaking right, not handling the word of God deceitfully. That's what Satan does. Yes. Everybody understand? Yes. That's what Satan does. Amen. He handles the word of God deceitfully. Yes. That's what he used for his lies. Yes. So corrupt communications, when we take God's word and we corrupt it. Amen. Corrupt communication. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. This young man is trying to convince me of these hybrid beings. He said, you know, I used to think that to receive God's secrets, you had to be a prophet. He said, so I prayed. He's not the only one. Right. So I prayed, Lord, make me a prophet so I can receive your secrets. See? He said, but then he told me that really I didn't have to be a prophet. You don't. We just have to believe the prophets. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. We believe the prophets, receive the prophets, and we receive the prophets' reward. But everything concerning God has to be revealed. Has to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Let your loins be girded and your lights burning. Hallelujah. And we, like those that wait for their Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Paul said, and I say, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves your servants for Christ's sake. Hallelujah. We don't preach ourselves, but, you know, we preach Christ. But we preach Christ as we've been the servants of Christ. Ministers, not handling the word of God deceitfully. Ministers. Hallelujah, that we may speak that which is for edifying, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body. For as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, or seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. All right, that's us. We're the church. God said so. Hallelujah. By his own choosing, by his own calling, the chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, truthful nation. Speak truth to his neighbor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. I think it's in Song of Solomon's. He said, I find no spot in thee. Hallelujah. Unspotted from the world. Let it be, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we want to be like Jesus. Absolutely. And he wants us to be like him. Absolutely. This is his purpose. Mm-hmm. The ones he's chosen in Christ before the foundation, elect according to the foreknowledge of God, predestinate, predetermined that we should be conformed in the likeness of Jesus Christ. This is what God's purpose is. Let's agree with him. Let's yield. Let's not resist the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's a good thing. Hallelujah. Oh, we got the good part. Huh? The world would tell us we're missing out. Oh, yeah. If they didn't think so, they'd join us. Absolutely. But if we're not careful, they'll have you. Right? Is that right, Ann? Amen. I told Ann her daughters didn't draw away. Ann was drawn away by her own lust. You admit that, don't you, Ann? Amen. Good. That's the truth. Thank you, Lord. But the Lord brought you back. We didn't vote on it, though. Okay. Hallelujah. Huh? You cast in your lots with us? We didn't vote on it. Praise God. Of course, you're still on probation, like the rest of us. Hallelujah. We're still being conformed to his image. Huh? He's still checking us out to see if we want to be his. Hallelujah. Lord bless you, saints. Ain't God good? Thank you, Lord. Today is Tuesday. Oh, man, we're in June already. 9th of June. Oh, man, praise God. There is our salvation nearer than when we believe. All right? The night is far spent. The day is at hand. All right? Let us cast off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You giving God praise or you going to testify? Both? Leave all testify. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, this has to do with in regards to what you're saying about the serpent seed. I had a little incident probably 5, 6, 7 years ago with the auto parts store delivery guy. He showed up right here one morning. Brother Stairs preaching in the dining hall, and he brought the auto parts. And he just brought up the serpent seed stuff about the fallen angels, you know, producing giants and all that. And I told him that was all fallacy, you know, animal heresy, whatever, you know. And, well, he got mad. It's like a doctrine that he religiously believes. You know, he didn't look like any kind of, like, you know, a Christian-like image, but he just because he held that doctrine, it was just damnable, you know, and he's trying to pass that stuff on me, you know, so.
He didn't preach it right. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We should all speak the same thing and have no divisions among us. Be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. All right? Thank you, Lord. You shall know the truth. Truth shall make you free. We have to be led into it, though. Hallelujah. And in our being led into the truth, there's much deception, perils on every side. That's why we shouldn't be lackadaisical. That's why we should be sober vigilant. We can't say, well, you know, I'm going to know the truth. And the truth is, you shouldn't be nonchalant. The truth is, you should be sober and vigilant. The truth is, you should strive. If you don't know that truth, how are you going to know the other truth? See how the deception is? Yeah, he said he was going to save us, so I ain't doing nothing. Well, you won't be saved like that. Huh? Try it and see. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Us being saved is being changed. Not like that, like Jesus Christ. Huh? If you're not changed like Jesus Christ, then you just won't be saved. Hear what I'm saying. You can't continue in your own wickedness, your own flesh, your own desires, and be saved. We must be changed. And if you know Jesus Christ at all, there's a change already. That's so that he can affect the complete change. Absolutely. Don't fight the change. Hallelujah. You going to testify? Or you? Oh, brother. We got fried turkeys, man. We have time.
Well, just speaking about words. I don't know how many times I've walked up to a brother or sister or something and something run in my mind and think about it that I wanted to say. And I said, nope. I ain't fixing to say that. I don't need to say that. And,
amen, brother.
And before you know it, blah, that stuff come right out. And I thought, wow, now how did that happen? And so I said, well, evidently my heart's not right, Lord. And
that's true.
So whenever that happens to me, every time I cry, oh, God, created me a clean heart, oh, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh, God. And woe is me, for I am undone. But, looking unto Jesus, he's going to save us, saints. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. If the work be of God, the victory is sure. Brother Irwin's going to pray for us today. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Thank you, Lord, for changing us, Lord, to making us into more like you. We pray, Lord, that we will continue, Lord, to believe the things we hear, believe the preaching and the daily bread every morning. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Wright's work. We thank you, Lord, for his faithfulness, his willingness to do the things you want him to do. We just pray, Lord, that we will continue in your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Irwin, for praying for us. God bless you, precious saints. Real live saints. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.